A somber day. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Sunday marking the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, which took the lives of nearly 3,000 people and triggered the war on terrorism. President Joe Biden praising America's strength and spirit at a wreath-laying and remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon.
We have repaired what was threatened. We fortified what was attacked. The indomitable spirit has never, ever wavered.
First Lady Jill Biden honoring the victims' families at the Flight 93 Memorial in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
I want to thank the families of the crew and passengers of Flight 93 for sharing your love and memories of today.
Vice President Kamala Harris attending the 9/11 ceremony at New York's Ground Zero Memorial. Queen Elizabeth's coffin arriving in Edinburgh, Scotland, Sunday, with a public viewing at the Palace of Westminster starting Wednesday. Fox's Amy Kellogg reports from London.
The Queen set off on what King Charles has called her last great journey with that coffin, traveling 180 miles from the Scottish Highlands to the Scottish capital in a solemn cortege that traveled 6 hours with intermittent pockets of people lining the route to witness this moment in history.
The Queen's funeral is set for Monday, September 19th. Heavy fighting forcing Europe's largest nuclear plant, which is located in Ukraine, to shut down.
Ukraine's six-reactor Zaporizhia plant reconnected to the electricity grid Saturday so engineers could shut down the last operating reactor and avoid a radiation disaster as fighting with Russia rages on in the area. The plant lost power a week ago after its power lines were disconnected due to shelling. The operating company reporting the plant now is in cold shutdown.
That's Fox's Ann Carrick. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Texas continuing to transport busloads of migrants to sanctuary cities. Fox's Bill Malugin has the report from Eagle Pass, Texas.
And Eagle Pass, where we are, is now the epicenter of this border crisis. It used to be down in the Rio Grande Valley. Months ago, it moved to where we are right now. Our team shot blatant river crossings in the middle of broad daylight. People grabbing sticks and poles to guide themselves through the river's currents out here to also help them pull each other through these strong currents. They then get to the U.S. side of the river. They walk right through barbed wire, and they turn themselves into Border Patrol, hoping that they will later be released. Released into the United States.
Australia's leader attempting to put off calls for a fast change in his country's government. Fox's Paul Stevens has more.
Australia is a sovereign country, but it's also classified as a constitutional monarchy, with Britain's king or queen still holding ceremonial and symbolic roles. Australia's Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, saying now is not the time to talk about a referendum on the country possibly becoming a republic while people are still paying tribute to Queen Elizabeth II. Albanese saying that Australians should, quote, pay tribute to the life of Queen Elizabeth, a life well lived. Australia formally severed all legal ties with the United Kingdom, except for the monarchy, back in 1986.
The NASCAR Cup playoffs taking place Sunday at Kansas Motor Speedway.
For the second straight week, a driver outside the NASCAR Cup playoffs takes the checkered flag.
He's going to do it! Bubba Wallace wins at Kansas!
Wallace gets his second career cup race win. As for the playoffs, Joey Logano entered the day as the points leader, but a 17th place finish dropped him to fourth. Christopher Bell is the new leader. The final race of the first round of the playoffs is next Saturday at Bristol Motor Speedway. The playoff field will be cut to 12 after that one.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.